Rowan, I haven't got the clicky thing, so I'll ask you to knock it on when we need to. Thank you. The new year is here, 2017. Seems only yesterday that it was the year 2000. We were getting all excited about that, and it's already 2017. I wonder what the new year will bring. The next slide kind of shows us that this time of year, or certainly over the last week or so, has been a time of predictions for the year ahead. There was a program on Radio 4 a couple of days ago where they asked all their correspondents in different parts of the world, what are your predictions for the year ahead? What do you think is going to happen? And it's been happening in different areas of life, in sport. Who's going to win the various different sports championships this year? What's going to happen in politics this year? How is Brexit going to happen? Is it going to be soft? Is it going to be hard? Is it going to be somewhere in between? What's going to be the implications of a new president taking over the reins in the United States of America? What's going to happen in school this year? What are you going to be learning? What are your topics going to be in your classes this year, I wonder? I wonder if you'll have the same teacher all the way through the year, or probably September time we'll move to a new class and a different teacher. Things that we just can't predict. You can guess, but we're not sure until it happens. Other people taking exams or things happening in work that they need to try and plan and prepare for. What's going to happen? I guess if 2016 has taught us anything, it's that it's very difficult to predict what might happen. Lots of things have happened that have taken us and everyone by surprise. One thing we can know for sure is that change is ahead. The one thing that we can be certain about is that the future is uncertain for us. We don't know the future, but we know one who does hold the future. Those verses that we read at the beginning of our service that will come up on the screen again now. It's God reminding us of this, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, saying, I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. God knows the end right from the beginning. Or if you turn that the other way around, it kind of makes a bit more sense. Right from the beginning of something, God knows the end, how it's going to work out. He knows what the future holds, even though we don't. And as we face this new year, where we don't know what is going to happen, we don't know what is going to come our way, we have a God who does know. And we can trust him, the Lord Almighty. When it comes to predictions, we can be sure of what he will be like. We can be sure of the promises that he has made because they never change, and neither does he. We can trust him with whatever the future holds. Now, this time of year is also the time of year for New Year's resolutions, isn't it? I don't know if you're the kind of person who makes New Year's resolutions or not, or I'm sure you will know people who do, even if you don't. All kinds of different things that people make New Year's resolutions about, often about improving themselves. I'm going to eat less. I'm going to drink less. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do more exercise. I'm going to read more and watch less TV. I'm going to be kinder. I'm going to be more generous. I'm going to be more friendly to my brother or my sister. I'm going to do what my mum and dad say more than I did last year. Whatever they might be, resolutions for the year ahead. I want to suggest a resolution to everybody, whether you're a resolutioner or not. I want you to be one this year. And it's a resolution from the other Bible passage I asked you to turn to, from the book of Proverbs. The book of wisdom. And there's some real wisdom here for us as we are in the first day of a new year. And looking ahead. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Some very, very familiar words, but so appropriate for New Year's Day. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. As we face this new year with all its unknowns, how about resolving today to trust in the one who knows everything? The year may hold things that we just don't understand when they happen to us. But we can trust in the one who does understand. the one who promises to work everything for the good of those who love him. We can trust him. The year ahead, I'm sure, will bring decision times for us when we need to choose what to do or which way to go. And maybe some of those things will be really big things in our lives. And we can trust in the one who knows the end from the beginning. And there's a promise in there. Did you notice that? That he will direct your paths. He will make your paths straight if you trust in him. But there's also a challenge in there, because there is a difference, I think, in believing in God and trusting in God. You can believe in God, you can believe in his Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can believe that you're saved for all eternity, that your sin is forgiven. But it can be a bit like a kind of safety blanket in your life. The rest of your life is still very much your own. And you get on with it, and it's kind of lovely to have God there in a little box, and you bring him out in times of emergencies. You believe in him, but no more than that. Whereas actually trusting in him is more than that. Actually stepping out, actually following, actually serving, actually worshiping with everything that you have and all that you are. I'm going to show a little cartoon clip which kind of makes that point. Thank you, Rowan.
Jean-Francois Gravelet, better known as Blondine, was a famous tightrope walker and acrobat. He's perhaps best known for his many crossings of the tightrope, 1,100 feet in length, suspended 160 feet above Niagara Falls in the USA. His act will be watched by large crowds and begin with a relatively simple crossing using a balancing pole. Then he would throw away the pole and amaze the onlookers. On one occasion, he crossed the tightrope on stilts. On another occasion, blindfolded. Another time, he stopped halfway to cook and eat an omelette. In 1860, a royal party from England came to watch Blondine perform. After his normal spectacular crossings, he then wheeled a wheelbarrow from one side to the other as the crowd cheered. Next, he put a sack of potatoes into the wheelbarrow and wheeled that across. The crowd cheered louder. Then he approached the royal party and asked the Duke of Newcastle, "Do you believe that I could take a man across the tightrope in this wheelbarrow?"
"Yes, I do," said the Duke.
"Ah, hop in," replied Blondine. The crowd fell silent. But the Duke of Newcastle would not accept Blondin's challenge. "Is there anyone else here who believes I could do it?" asked Blondine. No one was willing to volunteer. Eventually, an old woman stepped out of the crowd and climbed into the wheelbarrow. Blondine wheeled her all the way across and all the way back. The old woman was Blondin's mother, the only person willing to put her life in his hands.
It's a bit of fun, but it makes it an important point, doesn't it? The whole crowd believed that he could do it. Yeah, we believe you could do that. We believe you could wheel somebody across. But actually, I'm not going to sit in the wheelbarrow and go for it. There was only one person who showed that they trusted him, who really trusted him, who actually did it, stepped out, put their life in his hands. In this case, it was his mum. Now, you might say, well, that's just a pointless risk. You don't need to do something. You don't need to get in a wheelbarrow above Niagara Falls. That's a silly example, and to some level it is, but it makes the point, doesn't it? Will you actually trust in the Lord with all your heart? Will you put these words into action? Will you really trust him? Will you really step out on the promises that he's made? Will you really live in the way that he calls us to live? Will you trust him with your heart and with your life, in real life, not just something unreal like that? Will you live according to his word? Will you be open to his leading? to his call on your life, on your time and on your energy, on your work-life balance, on your finances? Or will you lean on your own understanding and keep God in the little box just for emergencies? When it comes to your choices, in all those choices, will you acknowledge him? Will you involve him? Will you seek him and his will and his preferences, his commands, maybe, for your life? Will you actually do that? Will I actually do that? Will I be open to what he might say to me? If you do, he promises that he will make your path straight. He will direct your paths if you allow him to. And we've heard examples of that this morning from Morris and from Anne. And it may lead you to places that are unexpected or to situations which were not part of your plan or your agenda. It may mean actually loving someone who you find quite unlovely. It may mean serving in a new way in the community, in the life of this church, in a new place. It may mean some change in your pattern or habits of life which you've been resisting up until this point. But it will be with God himself. And when you do step out, when you step into that wheelbarrow that God is holding, you'll see that you can trust him. You'll find that his promises are true. And it will take your faith to a new level and your relationship with him to a new place, which will be amazing. And you'll have testimonies that you can come and share with us because you've done that, which will be amazing. So at the start of this new year, whether you're a New Year's resolution person or not, how about this one? To trust in the Lord, to actually do it with all your heart. And in all your ways, in all the areas of your life, to acknowledge him, to seek him, to follow him, and to see what happens. We're just going to have a few moments just to think about that a little more. We're going to listen to a song, the words of which are going to come up on the screen. It's a song we've sung once or twice before here, so you may be familiar with it. And it's a song about trusting in our sovereign God. So let's just take this next 2 or 3 minutes to think about that and what our response is going to be. Thank you, Rowan.
Sovereign in the mountain air, sovereign on the ocean floor, with me in the calm, with me in the storm. Sovereign in my greatest joy, sovereign in my deepest cry, with me in the dark, with me at the dawn.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight.